This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, we often think of the health of the economy in terms of how the hiring is going, what people are paid, prices in these inflationary times. And key insights into all of those can be drawn from what companies say about themselves when they publish their quarterly results. We're just now entering that season where we'll hear first from banks about how they did January to March and how they see the road ahead given a hot economy, higher interest rates, inflation, pandemic, and war. And the higher interest rates we're seeing could prompt banks to approve more loans to businesses and individuals. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
People have been stashing away a lot of cash at banks throughout the pandemic, and banks don't want that money to just sit around, says Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets.
The banks have plenty of deposits to lend, and they will be very eager to do that.
Especially now that interest rates on loans are rising. Andrew Davidson at the research company Comper Media says consumer loan marketing could get a push.
Our projection for 2022 is that we'll see close to 4 billion offers for new credit cards sent to consumers via direct mail, which would be an increase from 2021.
Banks know consumers aren't thrilled that interest rates on loans are rising. As a result, Davidson says we're starting to see credit card offers with teaser rates, for instance.
We are seeing more offers now for 0% for 18, 21 months, even 24 months.
Davidson says lenders are likely to push other types of consumer loans too, including personal loans and products that let consumers pay for things in installments. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.